Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pal, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is, it's your boy Brooklyn Black. It is Saturday, May 28th, 2011, 11 o'clock. It's Free Gang Radio. We are live and direct tonight. We have coming through Baltimore Suns pregame with regards. We got some new joints and we're going to catch up with him, see what he's up to, and all that good stuff. We are coming to you live tonight from Applebee's, one of the origins of pregame radio during the UFC 130 fight. And we're here doing the damn thing. So hit us up, 347-857-4302. Good game to the throwback then. Carry on with tonight's topic, all right? And it's pregame radio. We'll be right back.
Yo, EMD.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, that girl they call Roxanne, she's all stuck up.
Why you say that?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hey, so I'm Kango when you see S.O. And she's so cool. Baby, don't you know I can sing rap dance in just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater. From beginning to end and to beginning, I never lose because I'm all about winning. But if I was to lose, I wouldn't be a thief. Cause I'm not a gambler. I don't think you know, and baby, why you nimble? The is I is the grizzly, killing, you know. thought I had a thing, cause I'm a sinner to trap. I thought it'd be a piece of tree, but it was nothing like that. I guess that's what I keep a saying, it ain't that rock black. Been good to choose them, and see niggas I'm a wizard. Crimson is like a teaser, a biz and like a teaser with a bang, bang, brother, I feel bad. But I ain't committing suicide for no crap. Calling her a crap is just a figure of speech, cause she's an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand, but man, no man, if I was grand, I'd bang rock band. Kango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you, she needs a guy like me, with a high IQ, and she shakes for my rap, cause my rap's the best, the educated rapper MC will never fess. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, paid me no mind. She thought my name was Barry, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry her baby, she would carry. And if she had a baby, his name's the baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say he's scary. Sisters him, not heavy, her father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary, his son's the military. To force him to a lesson, guess it wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Sherry, his son's a Tom and Jerry. Sherry had to prove it, it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I think it's right, and makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to get this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're searching all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all I received was a pat on my back. That's what you get, it happened to me. Ain't that right, mixed master, I-C-E. You had a rope, you thought you were Cupid, but EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworm. You gotta be stronger when you can't resist. So educated rapper, huh, fuck this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was a debonair. So I said I'd like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my father is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. Please let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me? The dot? A hood? A rock? Running around the street robbing people on the block? Nah, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got you, because you cracked a smile. Then let me know my rap was worth for a while. She said, you call yourself a doctor. I said, listen, you better explain to me really what doctors must do. This is very simple, I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field, the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused by the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go to see me back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange a date. Did you take her to the beach? That's what we planned. But she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan. The beat is here, so we will reveal it. And if you think it's soft, then Roxanne, feel it.
Check it out. Flip Mode Squad 98, Raw Deluxe. Check it out, yo. I'll be the street kid, the brother your mama freak with. Put y'all people on if y'all know how to keep a secret. When I get money, you know I like to keep it. How I get money, others are trying to bleep it. Flip mode, these winners you want to form a team with. The make money figures, the ones that pop the scheme with. The brothers that be used to getting money frequent. The ones I would always measure my triple B's with. Until they start taking my people to the precinct. That's so back in the day, yo, that ain't nothing recent. Cause nowadays, we need women we like to speak with. Keep with, lay them down to sleep with. Type of woman make a brother want to keep it. Shorty be so exotic, she looking decent. Line of corny hovers, he offering whack free. I can't hold the heat no more, yo, I gotta release it. What y'all wanna do? So you know we always come in through. Me and my crew, let me hear you say fire up.
Niggas don't even give a fuck. They leave you stuck in that motherfucking black truck. Break you up like some motherfucking Japanese.
Man.
Ain't no love in this hood, ain't no love for G. And these niggas killing bitches too. And these bitches setting up niggas and don't give a fuck about you. You gotta be body body, cause I'm body body. Third wall, tell your fright that you know they body body. And that fourth wall is body body.
Body
I
body.
Mean that fifth wall, the tenth wall. You know they body body. 12th wall, body body. And that 13, 17, up, down, downtown, across the sea. Body body. Cause we body body. My little homie, hot minor sign, they body body. Body body. I mean we body body. King George, T R U. You know we body body. Still, you know he body body. My manager, DC. You know he body body. Big A. Body body. Sonya C. You know she body body. Steve Murphy. Body body. Mr. Servant. It's body body. Moby G. You know he body body. Terry G. Kay Lou. Body body. Craig. You know he body body.
I'm here for a whole bunch of niggas that I'm bout. Coming from the crescent, testing up and lay the bus. Don't go too loud, it. I'm rowdy as the bro. So you best be backing up from this below sea level hoe. Coming like a tornado, bring drama. Either way, I have to do this. So break yourself, niggas. Here comes a woman to this fool clique. The bitch you love to hate, but yet ain't bold enough to face with me. Your ex will finish first. In this grand diva race, I kick your ear hole. Laced with my pimp strips. Punks play your hate because they shit be punks. But I drunk a nigga's head into a toilet full of pictures in this drama field. But we ain't taking no shit. Downtown, six wall, love feet on guard. Seven wall, hard head niggas out that St. Bernard. Nine wall, press, Paul, Desire, and Florida, New Orleans. So powdered every day, we coming harder. Fire water, got them niggas getting high off my flow. Gumbo, three green, plus my A2 fake. Got them paying 20 bones. So bring it on, cause I got it recognized. No limit in me, your ex nigga flex if you got it, pal. You bout it, yeah, I'm bout it, and rest in peace, my girl Jill, cause she was bout it.
I mean, she bout it, she was bout it. Them niggas from No Limit Records, you know we bout it. Master P, you know I'm bout it. The whole New Orleans, them motherfuckers are bout it. Baton Rouge, you know they bout it. Texas and Tennessee, you know they bout it. Alabama, even Georgia. And all you other motherfuckers down the South Side floor, you know they body, cause we body. From Richmond, California to Oakland, they body. Across the bay to San Francisco, to the east side, you know they body. Down in Kansas City, you know they body. Kentucky, Ohio, Washington, cause they body. Mean Green, you know he body. Greg Street, that nigga body. Walk Wayne, you know he's body. My nigga Versace, you know he's body. Roxine and the Mac, know your body. And all them niggas uptown, fucking body. All them niggas booting up with them gold. Body. Them niggas body. My
body.
Little brother Kevin Miller, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Young nigga, he was body. Bounce, fool. If you body.
Yeah. If you body, say you body. Being a body, that means you down to do whatever. You body? How?
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pre-Game Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pre-Game Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Yeah, you already know what it is. For Brooklyn Black, we're live back, Pre-Game Radio. I'm here, I'm doing the damn thing. Tonight, we got Baltimore 7 in the building, as always. And we're going to catch up with him, like I said, and get to a whole bunch of other things. And also, please, check out the website, pregameradio.name.com, to catch up on all things Pre-Game Radio, as far as staff, the shows, the music we support, everything like that. So, of course, definitely check it on the website. And we're doing the damn thing. Ab, I see you. We're going to get into another trap right here because actually right now we're in a position of multiple occasions to fight open. So we out of here. But we'll be right back after this video track, Eric.
Let me ask you a question, y'all. know, would you kill for me?
The act of making love.
When I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Got no rings and shit, just my main squeeze. Coming to the crib, even had a set of keys. During the day, you helped me bag up my nickels. In the process, I admit I tricked a little. But you was my bitch, the one that never snitched. Tell me when I'm broke or when I'm filthy fucking rich. And I admit, when the time is right, the wine is right, I treat you right. You talk slick, I beat you right. I want a bitch that like to play CeeLo and crack, back and gas in a coach bag, steaming dime bags. A real bitch is all I want, all I ever had. With some box just as strong as me, toting guns just as long as me. The bitch belongs with me. Any plans with another bitch, my bitch is solid. One day she used my toothbrush to clean the toilet. Throwing my clothes out the window, so when the wind blows, I see my polos and Timbos. Have my car keys so I can't leave. A real slick bitch keep a trick up her sleeve. And if I deceive, she won't take it lightly. She'll invite me politely to fight G. And then we lie together, cry together. I swear to God, I hope we fucking die together.
Just me and my bitch.
Hesitate to squeeze to get my life out of danger. One day she put 911 on the pager. Had to call back whether it's minor or major. No response, the phone just rung. Grab my vest, grab my gun to find out the problem. When I pulled up, police was on the scene. Had to make the U-turn, make sure my shit was clean. Drove down the block, stashed the burner in the bushes. Steps to police with the shoves and the pushes. It didn't take long before the tears start. I saw my bitch dead with the gunshot to the heart. And I know it was meant for me. I guess the niggas felt they had to kill the closest one to me. And when I find them, their life is to an end. They killed my best friend. Me and my bitch.
Me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch.
Ride and I got
hey. I'm good.
with the brew from nights like this. Drag King, you ain't seen the night like this. You call me a life, I say I ain't right this. Big Dro, they see me in the game, they like shit. Nothing like none of these lames, they might quit. I'm back in the firehouse on my night shit. I was nice when cops beat niggas with nightsticks. Go get it, when it come to that cash, I'm quite quick. Still got the goose in the glass and nice sip. I get it in for real, I'm quite quick. I don't really use the word, but the swag's priceless. Ice list, yeah, I'm in the zone of Mike's grip. Gone, can't tell you how high my flight is. Been watching for a while, seen many lame styles. Pow, think it's time to close my eyelids.
I'm just living for today. My mind's gone later. So why in hell, exhale? Blow smoke and
hail.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I'm gone, I'm gone. You only live once. Don't be afraid that your life will end. But be afraid that it never began. I mean, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You only live once. But if you do it right, once is enough. It's not the years in your life, but the life in your years that count. Dream as if you live forever. Live as if you die today. Life is short. Live it up.
Come through with their music. I like to see more of that. consequences. I'd like to see, I'd like to hear more music. This is pregame. We're supposed to be getting people hyped, you know, and the fact that you just play mad music, I mean, if I was getting ready to go somewhere, I'd be hyped by now, you know, so, and more music, less talk. That works for me.
Okay, so we're going to get in like that. You know, that's one of the changes there, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be getting more music, getting more people hyped up and things like that. But, of course, we got to give the co-host and the host some show, you know, like people like you, people like Jay the Tech Guy, you know what I'm saying? Lady Steel, Dave the Smart Guy, and all those who make pregame radio pop. You know, we got to get them on every once in a blue when something worthwhile comes about.
Well, you know what? When they, you know, can get a moment and come on and come through, then that's their moment to shine. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you, did you hear about this lady down south who tried to sell her 13-year-old daughter's virginity for 10 G's?
Oh, what? No, I didn't hear about that. Where'd you get that from?
Nah, I was. You know, I was reading the news archives. I was going through them all, Box.com, New York Times, Fox News, all the affiliates and things like that. And they had an affiliate in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And some white lady, she was on the internet and going to her site, putting up signs up, and she was trying to sell her 13-year-old virginity for 10 G's.
How old is her daughter?
13.
13?
Yeah, 13. So she was, like, actively shopping her daughter for money.
Wow. Well, you know.
And for once, like, even though it's fucked up, no matter what color, but thank God she wasn't black. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
We don't catch a break. So when crazy things like this happen and it's not somebody black.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Well, in some cultures, that might, what she's doing might be considered a prearranged marriage or what have you. When those things happen, the parents exchange goods or money, or the boy's father pays the girl's family, so, you know, gives her some type of something. I can't give you the specifics on that right now, but that shit is quite hilarious, and I bet you she had plenty bids on that shit.
And something else I want to get into before the night's out. A lot of publishers, and the reason why I direct this to them is because they're the ones who are being blasted on the internet. They're the ones who are being broadcast on YouTube and World Star Hip Hop and all this good stuff. Now, ladies, you know, your mother, you ain't got time to, you know, go out and get your chill on, get your freak on, whatever the case may be. But just today alone, I've seen about 3 separate instances where she's doing the deed and the kids are outside the room banging on the door. Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, give me juice. And the baby father come over and, you know, 3 separate instances where the mother's doing that. And I feel like I said, you in Saudi, yeah, get your good one, get your freak on, but have some cool to it, you know what I'm saying? Do it when the kids are out with your grandparents for the weekend. Do it when, you know, the kids ain't going to be home, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to bring some next dude that's not their father into the house like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, like I said, that's just my view on it. I've seen 4 separate videos where the mother is getting done out, and you hear the kids knocking on the door, or you hear the boyfriend calling, or you hear somebody calling the phone. She's on the phone trying to hold a conversation while she's at Nirvana.
Who do you know that? Where you be seeing shit like that at? Oh, your
like
friend be sending you them shit?
That, and also I'll be seeing all World Star Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, today alone I saw 3 separate instances, 3 separate occasions. And then most people, they wonder why they get bashed on. They say they caught hoes. They call bitches. And all. It's because of shit like this. Come on. Like, granted, I have seen some instances where the baby father had brought a jump up and did his thing on the bail while the kids there, and the mother found out and she bust his ass. That was justified, you know. So not saying that guys don't do it too, but it's just more so it's always the lady being put out there, like, come on. And also, if you're really going to be a lady and be classy, classy lady, they don't videotape it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. True.
Now, classy ladies, you know, you want to be called a lady and be called Nancy, you're a demon and all that. They don't videotape it. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, yeah, the freaks and the girls who don't give a damn, yeah, they tape you. And those are the girls that, yeah, we do if you want a one-night stand with a little, you know, romp this thing way over the course of time. But that's not what we want to end up with.
Well, see, this is the thing. You got to look at this from another viewpoint as well. Who's to say that the chicks that is with these guys is not digging them? You see what I'm saying? Like, maybe for them, you know, they really feeling the guy. They really like the guy. Maybe that's why they was like, fuck it, and got him over, you know, and the kids is out there in a room or whatever, or who knows, whatever the situation may be. But you got to look at it like that, too. It may be some actual feelings involved, and sometimes when feelings is involved, you'll go ahead and you'll do shit that you probably won't always normally fucking do. And I guarantee you, whatever you've seen on them three videos alone today is not something that's new or ain't never happened. What it is that now everybody got fucking video cameras on their goddamn phones. That's the fucking problem. That's the problem. I think whatever, you know, a consenting adult does in their room now, if it was a video and then, you know, the dude took it and turned to the other side of the room and you got a kid standing up in the fucking crib holding an empty bottle, now that's fucked.
Come on. The chicks who take the bathroom piss while
they're
tizzling in the tub.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That shit right there is just fucking grimy. That's just stupid. That's really not using your noodle. That's really dumb right there. But, I mean, you know, for those, if, in defense of those people that, you know, thinking that they in a relationship or thinking that they with somebody they could trust.
Like, they know what they're doing. Like, in the back of their head, they know if this video gets into the hands of the wrong person, it can be all over the internet.
But see, that's just the thing. But see, that's just the thing. They not looking at this. But see, that's the problem. The person, the chicks is not looking at the person they with as a motherfucker that would do that. See, they trust in that person.
That's my case.
Yeah, you know, you got a point. You absolutely got a point because the shit is out of control. And I mean, it's just like, damn, I mean, yeah, sometimes we take stupid pictures of people and we put the shit up on Facebook or what have you, but that's just a limited amount of people that's going to see that because it's just your friends or, you know, people you're friends with up there. It's not the whole world could go to your page and see that shit. But when you put that shit on places like World Star, yo, everybody, well, I can't say everybody because actually I don't visit that site often, but everybody goes there, apparently, and everybody sees. I even heard somebody saying, yeah, I'm waiting for something. The chick was on the phone. We was on a bus. Yeah, I'm waiting for something to pop up because, you know, I'm going to record that shit, and I'll put that shit right on WorldStar. And I'm just, like, shaking my fucking head, like, you know.
That's what people do nowadays.
God damn,
yo. 347-857-4302. We get into the whole, how things are for the internet as far as, you know, internet rendezvous or whatever the case is. Brooklyn Black, Ebony's in the building. RJ, what's good? I see you, homie. Shout out to everybody. Free Saeed, free Jeff. And we'll be right back. We'll get into a track and I'll be back in a second. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Free Jeff.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space. The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Evil factors, demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blast ya with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared, the brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night, oscillate. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning the desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Fossil spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher. Illustrious teacher. Narrator you select. Accompanied by Deck plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, take them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe to return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, to who to trust. Who but us, to supply her with the fire, the burning truth. 150 absolute proof on the mic like Moses spoke in golden squad. Survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn, but our hands are on the ammo cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn, we come rumbling through the function. Precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, to build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Dimension. A freak came out at night like Houdini. We danced like Jay-Z. I
wrote my name on a train in graffiti. Empty like New Jersey for the 40 for shorty. TLC, Salt and Pepper, yo, a true story. All through the hip hop, everybody felt the pain and glory. Jump, like crisscross, I'm so for real once I get on the track, dog. 5'9", Tupac, Big L, Front. 2000, Jay-Z, Nas, and 50, son. 2009, Danny Southside, here I come, yeah. It's for the hip-hop. Y'all know what time it is. This is the place that I wanna be, I'm loving this hip-hop. Biz Markie, Dougie Fresh on the beatbox. It's the place that I wanna be, I'm loving this hip-hop. Run DMC, Jelly E when they rock the spot. It's the place that I wanna be, I'm loving this hip-hop. Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, yeah, they made it hot. It's the place that I wanna be, I'm loving this hip-hop. Y'all know what time it is, hey, yo.
See, everybody acting like your marriage was good. Still trying to spit, nigga? For real, man. You ain't up to par with these dudes out here, son. And all I really gotta say to them is, yo, my man, them dudes ain't up to par with me, dog.
Questions, determination when facing elimination. Life flagrant when donating and stopping. My destination trying to hold me back. Not knowing I'm eager as all. The pride in my profession that's not letting me fall. I'm ready to grow with the heavens if my name isn't said. Cause why the fuck can't I live if I ain't ready for bed? I ain't ready to sleep, so why you sell me a story about how I could have been? All you do is making me groggy. Wiping my eyes from the disgust of seeing others awake as I wait to debate while my steak isn't smothered. From the source of the riches, I want the source of your bitches to leave me the fuck alone and allow me to go the distance. Matter of fact, to hell with patience, I ain't waiting for no one. It's my time to shine, I shouldn't wait for the sun. No more in the background, I'm leaping off of the page like Bo Prince in a world war calling the end of your days. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a sinner. I done been through a hot mess with nothing but a sponge. No bucket to help me clean, help us to get it done. Been on my own since my throne fell from the seed of a mixed breed of sadness, hatred and greed. So how you dogs wanna take me like a cat or a pussy? Either way I prove you wrong, soon as you try to push me. All I need is my fam, friends, a hole in a bong to conquer the world by morning in the path that I'm on. So before you play me, make sure you don't play me. Cause if I get played before played, I'ma play. See, you wanna make it a game, believe that I'm gonna win. You picking the field, I'm picking how to break the news to your kin. My hunger suits me, can't you tell from my size? I'm the type of dude to eat you alive while in my stride, tearing your hide with my dreams of being only the best. So until death, whatever, I got no regrets. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic. I'm doing this for the mortgage, put a roof overhead, clothes on the backs, food consumed in a comfortable bed for my daughter and my wife. Start a beginning for an end, so with passion I slaughter any life with a pad and a pen. Turn foes to my friends, off the fear I project. No matter the outcome of any match, I'm winning respect. So when I eject you out of the very top spot, you gon' drop like an avalanche over the rocks. Crashing hard against the ground, then a building implosion. I'm the water rotting you from within like pipe corrosion. Supposing I never make it, it's something I never pose. Guando me determination is making sure that I grow. So for those who wanna stand, I'm a cause and a fall. With a blow to the system call, like catching heaven and soul. Take heed to my call of arms when war is approaching. Wear your best gear and you're fitted for your end that I'm hosting. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praise to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic.
It's your girl Cherry Johnson and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We came ready with that. Me, Ebony, what's good, Eb? So we're still talking stuff that ends up on World Star. We got all these brand new video makers and rappers and things like that. Like, I found a whole bunch of stuff today, and I remember someone asking how come Bleak Radio doesn't rock with the South. Now, it's not that Free Game Radio does not rock with the South, right? But I've seen some things. There's this group out there from Atlanta called the First Lady. And they got a song out called I'm Still a Pussy, I Don't Need the Rap.
Why?
You got them? It's called I'm Still a Pussy, I Don't Need the Rap. So, if you're still a pussy, you don't need to rap. Why are you rapping?
That's the actual... Can I YouTube that shit?
Yes. Matter of fact, it's on my Facebook.
Okay. Wow.
And then there's another one. I forgot the name of the group, but it's called I Give Good Head. Yes, it's the one with, and the whole video is women sucking on penis-shaped lollipops.
Well,
so I'll give that head.
You know, I guess, you know, everything is about shock value. So I guess whoever's the most shocking gets the most attention. You know, that's the only logical thing I can come up with.
In Atlanta?
Say it again.
Is that why all the crazy shit happens in Atlanta? That's why, like, all of the real crazies are in Atlanta?
It's not so much that all the crazy shit happens there. I mean, just real talk, that's Atlanta is just has such a high concentration of black people, and you know, we're highly creative. We come up with shit. You know, it is not always good shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not always productive shit. But we have ways of just coming up with off the wall, out the ball field, out the park type shit. You know, I mean, in all reality, that is the one thing that I guess the title of the song or the name of the group or whatever is basically the only one thing that is distinguishing them from any other group out there that may be out there right now. In all reality, I don't think there is any female groups, rap groups, that's out there. And if it is, somebody hit me up with the info.
You know,
cause, at this time,
I
know nothing about it.
We're going to find a group. Matter of fact, I know the group. R&B group, three ladies.
We're not talking R&B. We're talking about rap right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm not talking about no R&B group. I'm talking about rap group. Now, these chicks.
I'll have a better time finding Waldo.
These chicks that you said, the song is I Give Good Head, or the group is I Give Good Head.
No, that's the name of the song.
Okay, and this is the actual group.
Yeah,
this ain't
group.
A bunch of bitches that live on around the way, and somebody knows
well, that's what
a little fancy
like.
With the
that's
with
what
the
video look like. Well, we got RJ in the building. RJ, what's your deal? What's your thoughts, homie?
What's up, brother? How are you, man?
You know what's good, man.
You know, man. Same old man. Ain't no trouble.
All right, so what's your thoughts on the whole women doing tripe shit on World Star, women in the South making not get good head videos?
whatever sells, right? I guess sex sells.
But it doesn't sell. It just makes World Star hip hop, and that's it.
What is catching your attention, though, right? It's like you see that I Give Good Head title just got 50,000 views just because of that damn title.
Wow. So can I assume that you watched it too?
I did not watch it, but I will be watching it in a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm going to have to check it out then.
Nah, I'm going to have to check it out after, too.
So, RJ, what's your thoughts on the lady in Alabama trying to sell her daughter's virginity?
Hope she's in jail?
Yeah, she's in jail, definitely.
She's done. No, I hope she's in jail and never can get her kids back. Like, really? Because there's some outrageous shit going on in this world, and, like, she's adding to this bullshit. Like, really.
True, indeed. And I can't stress enough, like, we always kind of brush over it, go over it, whatever, but the cyberbullying is really getting out of control, yo. Like, it's going viral, so to say. You know what I'm saying? It's all over the internet. If somebody don't like somebody to make a YouTube video, put it up, and you know it got 20,000 hits, and the kid wants to kill a couple or shoot up the classroom.
Yo, and speaking of that, you know, that's one of my you need your ass beats for the day. And it's just a colossal failure on the school's part, too. Apparently, in Queens yesterday, in Flushing High School, a 15-year-old kid was charged with criminal possession of a weapon because he flashed a fake gun in class. And he had promised to take revenge on other kids that had fucked with him. Okay, so he said he was going to do it in the hallway after class and shit. So some girl told... what happened was the boy showed the fake gun around, and they said that nobody said shit. That they said nobody said shit, but the teacher never even noticed what was going down, and he did the shit in class. Okay, he pulled the shit out from his book bag and was like, "Yeah, I'm about to get it popping in here," and they was like, "The teacher ain't even noticed the shit." They said that the kid was often a target for bullying, and because he's skinny and shit, they was calling the nigga scarecrow or whatever. And they said a school aide, which means a volunteer parent, got a call, an anonymous call, and I'm trying to figure out what's anonymous about the shit. I think the girl that they interviewed in the paper.
Shout out to all the school aides.
Shout out to all the school aides. We appreciate you. Okay, the school aide got the anonymous call and then told the dean, and then they went and got the safety agent. They finally tracked the kid down, and they located him. You know, he had one of them little plastic guns you get at the corner bodega that got the little orange thing so you could tell it's a fake gun,
little pop guns
and shit. Yeah, so he had painted the shit all black and shit or whatever. And they also found a box cutter in his backpack. Now, what the colossal failure to me is, fake gun or not, the nigga had a box cutter in his book bag. How the fuck he get past? How the fuck he get past security with that shit?
Word,
you see what I'm saying?
To put his bag on the X-ray machine or something.
Yeah, and just because they called the nigga Scarecrow, just real quick, I want to give a shout out to my homegirl Dana. Dana Owens. Shout out to Dana Owens. No, not Queen Latifah. There's another Dana that I went to school with, Jackie Robinson, IS320 right there. Makiva Sullivan, what's up? I want to give a shout out to her. I know it's some other shit I don't even know. But I want to give a shout out to her. Dana was all one fat kid in class because, see, unlike today, back then, there was no fat kids in class. It just, you had tall kids and you had real skinny kids. But there were no fucking fat kids in class. It was only one. It was rarely one. So Dana was our fat girl in class, and this was in junior high. And I want to give a shout out to her because she took everything in fucking stride, and she didn't give a fuck. She just kept moving. She kept doing her. She did what she did. We would go to lunch, right? And we would all sit at one end of the table. When Dana went and sat down at the other end of the table, we would all jump up like she made, like she sat down. And we used to do this shit on the rag. You hear me? Your kids is...
That's awful.
Kids is horrible, yo. But we used to do that. We used to fuck with her on the reg. But all she used to do was fucking smile, because guess what? When we went on trips, we had to get on the bus, guess who bought the boombox? Guess who bought the big fucking radio? Dana. Guess who always had the fucking music? Dana. You dig what I'm saying? So we used to fuck with her, but she was mad cool, and she took that shit in stride. She ain't come to school crying. She didn't come to school wanting to stab nobody or cut nobody or even fight nobody. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it was. You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers, stop worrying about these assholes teasing you and shit. Do what you want to do. And don't fucking worry about nobody else. This shit is all talk. All right? Who knows what the fuck going on in the next nigga house? That's why they fucking with you, because they fucked up.
Word up.
Shit, yo.
Word up. That's
shout out to Dana. I
got to
go on Facebook and see her
up
there, yo. Word up. Shout out to Dana,
yo. And Shredder, if we find Dana, we got to get on the show. You got to apologize on air, son.
Word up. Yeah, that shit, I just thought about that shit, yo. We was cruel, son. That was some horrible shit. But see, it wasn't even really coming from a place of mean-spiritedness. It was more mischievous, more like, you know, you know, not no, really, we want to see you cry. We want to keep messing with you until you just go home and do yourself
you
in
know,
your bed. It wasn't
also,
like that, you know
like
what I'm saying?
You know, me and RJ, we did shit like that at work back in the day.
Yes, we did.
You know, we had a coworker, Matt, we called him Pizza Face.
Wow.
Like his acne was crazy.
Wow.
Like, he was, that guy know what I'm talking about. Like, his joint was, he looked like a straight extra pepperoni, extra cheese, lots of Domino's.
Ugh, you making it sound like a nigga look like Freddy Krueger.
it was that bad, but yo, we would crack on him, joke on him to the heart, to the fullest. But when we worked and we got out of work, we go out to the parking lot. You know, RJ's getting his Honda. This dude, Matt, is getting into his Jaguar convertible with the drop top.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Yeah.
You could ask, but he would leave, and he pushing that. Why? Because on the side, he sold auto parts to high-end car dealers.
Wow, check that shit out.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Matt Barone.
Mm-hmm.
That was our homeboy. That's what he did. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we got Baltimore Sun in the building. Baltimore Sun, what's good, man?
Yo, what's good, Brooklyn Black?
What's poppin', dog?
I'm good. The whole pre-game staff, I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad to see that y'all back in the building, man. I was missing y'all.
What's up?
Man, we appreciate the love, man, you know, but especially you as an artist know, sometimes you just got to take back and take your breather just for a little bit.
Most definitely. I can definitely,
you know,
dig it.
But sometimes if you keep going, you know, your wheels, they burn out, you know what I'm saying? So you got to
right.
Let the whole, you know, you just got to let the machine rest and let the jets cool and all of that. But what's good with you, man?
Man, I'm just staying busy, feel me? Like, I got a few things. I mean, it's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? I got a few things that I'm working on now, man. Just trying to stay in the mix, you know what I'm saying, and stay relevant, you feel me? Like, I got the album coming out next month. That's the history, the audio biography of Baltimore Sun. Just working on this distribution deal right now. So as soon as I finalize that, then you know it'll
definitely be out. And also, you got the whole T-shirt thing going too, right?
Say that again, my bad.
I said you got the whole T-shirt thing going too, right?
Yeah, man. I'm doing that too. You know, with the Baltimore Sun. Yeah, actually, I'm starting a clothing line. It's gonna be sun shining over negativity. You know what I mean? And it's gonna be urban wear to start off, but you know, positive and uplifting message. You know how I get down. You know what I mean? I'm working on these United Nations of Hip Hop with my people overseas. Every day they sending me tracks. That's about to be crazy. You know what I mean? I think I touched on that the last time you had me on, but we actually starting to get songs recorded now. So you know, that's like Germany, France, Italy, Sweden, Latvia, England, Japan. Man, I'm just trying to get it in, man. You know what I mean?
All right, no doubt. We got to get into the face of the Baltimore Suns on Pregame Radio. We're going to get into the Soulful Street. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, RJ, Evan. Baltimore Sun, we're here in the building. We got some new joints, which we're going to get into in a little bit. So, holler at us. I see you guys in the chat room tuning in online. I appreciate the love. I see the call room is crazy. So, we're going to do the damn thing, and it's Baltimore Sun tonight on Pregame Radio. You heard?
Yes, sir.
Rap, I just have to be plain, but since y'all asked for a change, I'm back in the game. I blame this cash way whacking and lame, so I'ma stay attacking the game with flames. So something happened to change, you shouldn't have to be asking his name. It's body more, S-O-N, say no more, I shouldn't have to explain. I try to chill where I'm at when I hang, but if you gap in your frame, I'm clapping your gang with an accurate aim. You shouldn't act like I'm actually plain, I'm just saying. I show no love since cold blood is trapped in my veins, and it's a shame lanes claim that I'm acting the same. My slick shit is pimp shit, I'm like a Mac with a cane. Take your peeps back where they came. If there's beef on the beach or the street chief, I react with the flame, attacking the game and grabbing the chain. No packaging cane, I'm just an MC, hip hop is trapped in my veins.
2004, I met a couple of dudes that was over there too from, you know, they from the States and they was doing music. And I actually met a dude named D-Focus. He from Detroit, and my homeboy named Leak. He from Texas. They were producers, but Focus rhymed also. And it was going to start off, they was going to produce a project for me. But then, you know, once I heard the boy Focus spit, you know, we all was like, yo, let's just go ahead and do something together. So we formed a group called Grown Man, you know what I'm saying, making real hip-hop. Everything was done in-house, producers, everything. Then we started touring, like doing some shows over in Japan on the local circuit. Got to open up for a couple of U.S. artists that came over there. And, you know, we kind of, like, separated because, you know, a couple of them dudes was in the military, but then they got out. So people would leave, you know what I mean? So it's been a long time in the making. We did two albums while we was over there and released them over there, got a good reception. So now everybody then went, you know, went their way, did their solo thing. So now we bringing it back, man, and we gonna go ahead and get that third installment. A couple people had been asking me when we was gonna do it, and we had always talked about it. But I said, lately, you know, people been asking, so I said, it's time to give the people what they want, you know what I mean? So we just said about a week and a half ago we was gonna go ahead and get that done, and we two songs in now. So, but you know, everybody's still spread out, but the internet is a wonderful thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A wonderful thing.
So, what would be the projected release date for this new Grown Man album?
We don't even have one yet because we might need to set a deadline because, you know, the boy D-Focus, he down in Atlanta. So he got a lot of things he working on. Like I said, he produced and he MC as well. And, you know, I'm up here in B-More, you know, doing my thing. I got a couple things. But we make sure that we get at least like one or two songs done a week. You know what I mean? So I probably want to say sometime around the fall. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So tell us about this joint we about to get into, Don't Let Me Down.
Don't Let Me Down was produced by my homeboy from Texas, man. I met him over in Japan. He would always shoot me something. His name is Roscoe the Baller. He go by NASA PlayStation. He sent me a few tracks for the album. And once I heard this joint, I was like, yeah, I got to rock this. Don't Let Me Down, man. We had a dude over there that was in Japan with us. He actually signed a major record deal. And a couple people that helped him out along the way, it's kind of like he like turned his back on him. Like, he don't know people's names now, you know what I'm saying? So basically, Don't Let Me Down is like, do what you got to do. Don't sell your soul. Don't sell out. Just be you, you know what I'm saying? Stay original. So that's pretty much what this song is all about. All right,
most definitely. We're about to get into the new Fort Moore Sun joint, Don't Let Me Down. Off Weekend Radio, hit us up, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black Ebony, RJ's in the building, and we got Baltimore Sun here, you know, so we just chilling, and it is what it is. Hit us up, it's pregame radio, you heard?
No dough, I'm just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow.
Yeah, this is the Baltimore Sun, man. And I say all that to say this. Don't forget where you came from, man. You got plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of reality.
Keep it real, man.
They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know? New friends, new ends,
new shows.
But when the money gone, the people
man,
gone too, you know?
Gone too.
Then you're gonna come back to those people that was once down.
Around, man.
But those familiar faces gonna
turn
them frowns. They only want you while you high, baby.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe me.
That shit happened so many times.
Cause a dude don't got a deal.
Don't
make him the real deal.
Rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Pregame radio. That was the new Baltimore Sun, Don't Let Me Down. And since he's already pregame approved, I can vote on this. That shit was correct.
My man.
And as Andre, if you disagree with me, you need your ass beat. what are your thoughts on it?
Yo, son, right now, you know, see, this is what happened when you don't answer your phone. You never called me back. I got a surprise waiting for you when you come in.
Alright, that's what I want to get. What did you think about the track?
I loved it.
Oh, man. Thank you.
And I really don't like too much shit. I really don't. And I'm not saying this because, you know, we just fresh back off vacation and all that. No, I'm my usual bitchy self, y'all, out there who
I've rated your shit. Baltimore Sun. He's been here with you before.
I know. I like your track, son, but I didn't get the comment last time. Remember, I wasn't on, okay? This is my first time getting a chance to kick it with him. Yes, I love the track. It was real.
Thanks.
I like the music. I like what you were saying. You know, it all went together. It fit well. I like the production and all that. It was well put together.
Thank you.
Yes. RJ.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. It's fucking banging, Jim. I like the underlying message because I think we've all been in the same position where we got a little funny money people acting around.
Yeah, we're not.
I definitely appreciate that.
Matter of fact, I remember back in the day, me and Austin, we had a saying back then, Gary Watney. Now I'm high, we all on
it. Yeah.
So, that, you know, that song applies, and I really dig it. Like, I dig that throwback type sample. So I was just loving it. I was like, wait, he did this?
You know you're getting exclusives right now, too.
I know.
You
no one else has heard these before, so it's like this is real for me. It's like I know Miss Brooklyn, Miss Mutual, they're gonna be mad at me that I got these first.
Oh, I got while you mentioning them, I gotta shout them out because had it not been for, you know, MFIR, I wouldn't have knew about pregame. I had blessed them with a joint about my daughter. I was like, yo, I know the last time when I dropped off that joint with my man from Germany produced. You know, Miss New Shoes kind of, she's like, oh, man. I said, you know, I got something. So I laced them with something that nobody else had heard. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Shout out to them. But right now, Miss Brooklyn, she's been coming up my head real reckless on Facebook. She's been coming at me real reckless because I hooked up Miss New Shoes with a phone.
Oh, yeah. I was on. I heard that conversation go down.
Like, you was on the line. You were there for that.
Yeah, I heard that go down.
You know what I'm saying? But as you heard, she wasn't able to tell me a time and a thing when she wanted to meet because I could get her set up any time and place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Evan RJ called me Captain Cellular because I get it done.
True indeed.
You know.
That's
but regardless of that, Baltimore Sunday Building, he's giving us exclusive new-to-the-air tracks, so I'm really amped to get into this next one. Married to the Game, Baltimore Sun, tell us about that.
This joint right here is produced by my man Kelsen. He's actually from Germany. They have a production company called Vision Breaks. He does the cuts and stuff on there and everything too. Basically, Married to the Game is basically talking about the dudes in the industry, like you know, just like the stuff that people do for success. You know what I'm saying? They get on, they lose their minds, they do all type of reckless and crazy stuff, and it's just I'm married to the game. Whether I'm making money off of it or not, I love doing music, and that's what I'm going to do. So basically, that's what this song is about right here. So it's produced by my man Burger Kausen from Germany.
All right, so here it is. Married to the Game, world premiere on Complete Game Radio. We're making a history of this. We've done a lot of work on this, and I'm glad to do this one. And here it is. Hit us up, 347-857-4300. It's Complete Game Radio. Call us up, man.
USA, what up? This is Kelsen from Vision Breaks, producing team Germany overseas. You're checking out my man Baltimore Sun and his album History. This is the real hip hop joint. This is how it should be. Peace.
Turn my mic on and the instant recite songs. I write songs, nigga, tell a minute my life's gone. Before it's in there, hope I get a minute to write wrongs and make amends with friends that ended a tight bond. That's why I write songs without a gimmick to bite on. Critics even admit it, that the image is right on. The stage on the track is just the fact that I'm nice on. Think I'm leaving it while I'm still breathing, you're quite wrong. I'm about to blow you like a pipe bomb and grip the mic tight like a python. Tell I get white palms, I know a few brothers just like dawns. When the night's wrong, they go to war with the pipes drawn. They hustle too, cannot stand cops, so they like cons. Me, I just run with hip-hop, I'm an icon. Can carry body more, cause my shoulders is tight strong. I'm married to the game, Uncle Ben throw the right song in the song.
We married to the game, Baltimore, connecting with Germany. We taking it international, man, we worldwide on this one. Yeah.
Hey, yo, I'm one of a kind, plus I'm one of the best. That hungry like Mike Vicks Pitts. One of his pets that ain't ate in a while, so I'm ready to bite their head off of any mic, cause I'm hungry for flesh. The sun is back in the run, if you want in the guess. And yes, the beast from the east is still running the west. I just next all of my exes that was wanting the sex. I'm only focused on rhyme now, and I'm wanting them checks. You'll be a mess trying to guess how I'm coming so fresh. Hip hop flow through my veins and it run in my chest. You'll feel the rhythm of my breath when it comes from my breath. I take the soul of every beat and make it home in my flesh. The sun is destined to shine, if you wantin' to bet on my line, it's spots of time you trying to invest. I'm so divine when I rhyme, cause I'm one of the blessed. And I'ma spit it to my death, cause I'm one of the best, and that's real.
Baltimore Sun, we shining over negativity. Over negativity. I'm almost at that finish line, I can feel it, but it still feel like it's so far.
You know that? Let me explain, my name's the game. Shit, the sun that got married to the game. Now the game has changed. Too many lames trying to claim a name that rang is strange. They start sniffing cane and they blame the fame. It's a shame if you claim that I'm playing game. I'm Damon Wayans with a mic bringing major pain. And ain't nothing left to say except tape, spraying flames. And I stay saying amazing things. Whoa, these whack copycats and rap stay changing lanes. Ain't enough change in the game to make me change a thing. But if I had to choose, change my name instead of body more now. Call me Blazing Flames. Just be glad I'm in the booth. Paraphrasing pain. Ain't on the stoop. Raising, aiming, blazing flames. They want to know why I reign supreme. Cause my shit's been banging since the days of games. Think about it.
I'm married to the game, you feel me?
Married to the game.
I take hip hop so serious, man, that I can't even begin to explain to you how I feel about my music. How passionate I am about my
took this one all the way over to Germany. Calson, what's up? Vision breaks. We getting it in, man.
Getting it in.
Holla at holla.
Just remember, we be representing together.
Keep it real.
That's how I'm living.
The price of love in the games is what I'm after.
Music's where my heart is, so I put my soul in it.
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows, it's Harder Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m. You already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?
Yeah, you already know what that is. Brooklyn Black back on pregame radio. That was New Baltimore Sun, married to the game. This man doesn't cease to amaze me. No, because like I figure you come out, you give me one joint. Like when you first gave me Soulful Street, I was like, all right, this is possibly his landmark track. Then you give me Married to the Game. Sorry, then you give me Don't Let Me Down. So I'm like, okay, this is it. Now I got Married to the Game. So straight up, the next joint just seems like you want to cut the artist that get landmark single. Like every joint is a banger. Like you put out an album, there will not be a track that will be looked over.
That's what I'm reaching for, man. That's how I want people to feel, for real.
You know, like you will put out in every album, like those ones that you just have to hear from cover to cover, you know what I mean, or from end to end, however you would listen to an album, I guess.
Right.
But Ev, you agree? Do you agree with me or no?
Say it again.
I said, do you agree with me or no?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, I'm just trying to make sure everyone agrees or disagrees, you know, making it a democracy.
No, I definitely agree with you, and I really like the end with the scratching and the shit.
Favorite part of the whole song, for real.
Yeah, that right there made it like real hip-hop, like I'm used to hearing.
Right.
You know, all the shit they got now, this shit is bullshit to me, but that, you know, it sounds like shit I'm used to hearing, so I really can appreciate, I was really feeling that at the end. That's what did it for me. That was it right there.
So, RJ, let me know. Are you bumping that on the drive home from work?
I definitely am bumping that. And, like, I want to give him a shout because his beat selection and production is completely on point. The track is complete in every aspect. It's really something I definitely listen to.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, but you know what? We got one more to get into before we start to, you know, wrap things up, still chop it up with Baltimore Sun. So we're into 347-857-4302. Tell us about this Standing Alone, Baltimore Sun.
Yeah, this Standing Alone, I got shout out my Baltimore brothers, Eagle and Rel C's. They do music too. They working on a mixtape. They down with CMG called the Cool Music Group. So, you know, this was a track we were sitting on, produced by Cashmere Royale. The boy from Denver, you know what I'm saying? But he got some heat or whatever. So basically, this is like a track that's off of their mixtape. And I really don't do too much mixtapes because I like doing all original music, you know what I mean? But this is a joint that's off of a mixtape. I got the first verse. My man Rel C's had the second verse, and my man Eagle, he kills it at the end on the third verse. So we just like pretty much going in, for real.
All right, so definitely going to get into a Standing Alone, Baltimore Sun and Friends, I should say, because it's a big collab mixtape version. And here it is, free game, hit us up, 347-857-4302.
Open their mouth for shame, what comes to hell out? Be more was in position.
things that I didn't, it'd be a bad year. I would've agreed, but this past year flew like a flash, yeah. Now I'm touching paper like a cashier. Since 06, went without a leak on the beat. Now you see me everywhere, I'm so deep in the streets. Within a space where rock and hard place wouldn't meet. Could keep making music or could beat with my peeps. But y'all know the answer to that. The sun is right here and I ain't going nowhere, cause I'm the cancer of rap.
Bad memory blast and good memory fade. Man, it fixes my past, my heart heavily weighs. I'm partying every night, barely making it through the day. My heat rise to the top, forever I'll be the Wayne. Wayne, never stop until forever I'm paid. And when it's been close to short, these haters keep making weight. But I swim, start to move and y'all know the mind state that I'm in. I never shall you unless you value the words that I pass. Then again, that's the shit that troubles me now. I meet a lot of loves, I keep a couple around. Keep them pretty in different cities, try to buckle me down. But I'm busy talking money, no point in mumbling now. And I know, the shy kid got grown. Say that since I gotten hot, I seem to treat him so cold. But truth be told, no need to wanna go front of me. Just hit your phone if ever that you don't wanna be.
Yeah, I'm here with my family, y'all. Yeah, it's feeling right too. DMJ, good looking brother, Baltimore son. Brother, see you like you what you do, man. What it do, y'all? Yo, Street Ski, you ain't here, man. What up, you? V, what it is, bro? Hey, Al, what up? Yeah. Mike, what up? Yeah. All right, Eagle. I'm about my G's, I'm about my G's, I'm about my work, I'm on my grind. I'm about this paper in my pocket, pimp, that's money on my mind. I'm so consistent, it's ridiculous, boy, I sparkle and I shine. Caesar told me I should kill this, yo, I do this all the time. In my prime, I'm a menace, time should've spent it. Probably loving women, but the time never bend it. If they told me I had a little time to amend it, I guess they say I'm sorry before we end it. I guess that's why I'm here all alone, couple chairs in my home. Cause the top is so high up, they need some stairs and a pole just to touch them. Niggas without a soul couldn't fuck with them, probably traded their goals for some luggage. Now I notice the strobes mighty cold when you're buzzing. Haters is hella bold, but the flows keep them coming. Now I'm raising my nose, cause the shows keep them humming. I'm standing here alone, Lord knows, not for nothing, nothing, nothing.
Yes, we are back. Free Game Radio. That was Stand Alone from Baltimore, son. Like I said, the man, he doesn't cease to amaze me now. I will say this. His part and the brother at the end, yeah, they were on point. The dude at the middle, like, it just seemed like him to be at the middle. And that's just, you know. But your boy, Baltimore, son, and homie at the end, yes, he definitely killed it at the end.
Appreciate that, sir.
And, of course, you did your thing, as always.
Appreciate that,
like
sir.
Like I said, homie, at the end, it was that fit just to ride out the beat to the end of the song.
Right.
Not to take away from the talent, but in that song, that's just where it was. That's where it's at for me.
Oh, I need that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I like all feedback, positive and negative. So if it's something that somebody feeling, we stick to that formula. If it's something they ain't feeling, we change the formula up. You know what I'm saying? So that's good money.
So what was your thoughts on that last track? What'd you think on that track? All right, we'll get back to her. RJ, what's your thoughts?
Oh yeah, he's putting. I can't disagree. You can't hate on you can't hate on good music, man. He put out three consecutives, and that's another one, bro. It's really good music, man.
Oh, man.
My man, like, yeah. See, I got to do Baltimore son because, like, he's just cool, laid back with whatever. He says, yo, my man, like, it is what it is, like, cool, you know.
Like, not because I, like, the thing is, like, I tell people all the time, I'm always telling people thank you because, for one, people don't have to take the time to listen to my music. You know what I'm saying? So you got to respect them and appreciate them for that off top. But two, if you don't know me, you really ain't got no reason to lie to me. You know what I'm saying? So you got to respect somebody's opinion for that. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate, one, people taking the time to listen, and two, taking the time to give me feedback, positive or negative, because when I get that feedback, I know that they actually did listen. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No doubt.
Yeah,
but like definitely. I said, like, it's just so, like, just laid back with it. Like, there's nothing, like, you would hear that would set you up. Like, all right, cool, no doubt. Yeah, I got you, my man. Like,
shining over negativity. That's what the sun stands for. You feel me?
That's what it is.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Hit us up 347-857-4302 if you have not already. Go make yourself a profile, pregameradio.name.com. Also, catch up with Pregame Radio through that site. Catch up with the cast on the show, the music, the artists, everyone who's on there. They go through that site. So hit it up, check us out. You know what I'm saying? We're doing a damn thing. Big, big shout out to the homie Baltimore Sun. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for letting me work from there this heat. Like, I feel like I had such a great honor, great privilege to do this.
Man.
Because it wasn't like I just brought out some random new stuff anyone's heard. I brought out heat.
Exactly.
I appreciate it so much. Make people think, like, what the type of music they're listening to change their whole perspective on it.
Mm.
That's what I'm bringing them. And that's what I feel when I hear your music, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's something old, something new, that's the feedback, that's the vibe that I get.
That's mad love, man. That's much respect. I appreciate you for that, brother.
I'm saying no doubt. It's all us. So before we get up out of here, do you have any shout-outs, anybody you want to say what's up to, get your information out there as far as release dates or when the mixtape's going to be done or the next Baltimore Sun solo project's going to be over or what's up?
Yeah, most
fact,
definitely.
When you hear New York,
man, I gotta make it up. I got a little young girl, 15. She actually got a trial for the Apollo. She got a call back, so she coming up in the beginning of July. I'm trying to come up, you know, bring the wife and the sons up, come up there and make a couple day trip out of it. But I'm trying to get up there before the summer is out, man. I was just talking to Ms. New Shoes about that earlier. I definitely gotta shout her out because she hit me up earlier. Like, you still gonna be on pregame? You know, I'm gonna be on the check. And I was like, yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta make that happen sometime before the summer is out, man. Because New York ain't nothing but a couple hours away. You know what I'm saying? Plus y'all showing B More so much love, man. That you know I gotta come up there, man.
So
I gotta make that happen.
Give your shout outs, get your info out there for those who have not heard Baltimore Sun before. How can they contact you?
Man, I got the website, BaltimoreSun.net. That's SON. As I said before, it stands for Shining Over Negativity. On the Twitter, I'm BaltimoreSun, SON. You can follow me on there. I'm always posting links. On YouTube, I got videos. B More Sun is the username on YouTube. Everything is SON. I just got a shout out, like Honey Management. She actually from y'all neck of the woods. You know what I'm saying? Really holding me down, helping me with a lot of the networking and like promo that I'm doing and stuff, steering me in the right direction. Man, I got so many people that's on the line, actually, man, that hit me up and said they was on, and I was chatting with them on Facebook while I was on the show. I don't want to run down the names because I don't want to leave nobody out and somebody feel slighted. Y'all know
but
how I am. I respect.
Big shout out to you.
I appreciate everybody for rocking out with me, for taking the time. I mean, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. Y'all could be, like Jay-Z said, y'all could be anywhere in the world, but you here with us on pregame radio, rocking out with Brooklyn Black, Baltimore Sun, you know what I mean? So, like people that know me know that really means a lot, you know, and I love all y'all for that. And most definitely Brooklyn Black, y'all at pregame for always holding me down, man.
Baltimore Sun, I'm still waiting for you to send me that promo drop.
I got you. I'm trying to make it in the studio one day this week because I got a couple verses to drop. And I got you.
It's all good. Take your time. You know what I'm saying? But,
I got you. I'm honored that you asking me for one. You feel me?
Now, guys, Baltimore Sun, you know, I'm going to ask you for one more thing before we get up out of here tonight.
You already
know how we do on pregame radio.
We always ask
for the artist, especially the pregame approved artist.
Right.
So we for something like that.
Oh yeah, I can do that. That's not a problem at all.
So come on, please, let's get it in. Baltimore Sun freestyle right here, Free Game Radio exclusive. If you're not listening, you done missed out, but don't worry, you can catch up tomorrow.
Yes, sir. It's Baltimore Sun, you know what I'm saying, repping the DMV. I'm going strictly off the top, so it's like this. Whenever I drop rhymes, I don't jot lines, so you know it's off the top of my mind. Pre-game season 3, what better way to do a Saturday night when you're chilling with me? Baltimore, S-O-N, shining over negativity. You hardly hear me cuss, and I never rep negativity. I just do my thing, and I know I don't sing, but I'm flowing and I'm spitting. I'm feeling like the king. I'm off of the top, and I sometimes hardly slip. But word is born, you still get the full clip. Nah, because I don't tow the gun only when I work. I'ma leave that on the low, cause you could get hurt, put in the dirt. I'm reppin' with Brooklyn Black, New York showing me love, so I show it back. And I'ma chill, cause it's 1 in the AM. I hear my son upstairs crying, so I gotta go lay with him. Yeah.
Nice, good.
So I have my little son upstairs. You know, I got the little 3-month-old. I hear him whining and crying now, you feel me?
Okay. Yeah, congrats. I know you got another one about to be a new NBA star.
Yes, sir.
You know, so congrats on the new little one.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and thank you so much for coming through. Even though you got all these responsibilities doing the damn thing, I appreciate it, Baltimore Sun. Once again, thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Yeah, the pleasure was all mine, brother. Pleasure was all mine.
No doubt, and of course I'll be talking to you later behind the scenes, my man.
Yes, sir. Hey, Brooklyn Black, can you give me the Clay Davis one time?
Oh, shit.
My man.
All right, my dude. Be good, homie. Y'all,
all right,
for those who don't know, Baltimore Sun, he is the inspiration behind Avon Barksdale on the HBO show The Wire. You know, he shined over negativity now, but back then he was something to mess with. But, RJ, man, what's good? Let's get your shout-outs going. Let's get ready to get up out of here. Of course, he's going to get to the barbecue and stuff tomorrow. So, RJ, what's good, man?
What's up, brother? Yeah, no, I want to shout out Baltimore Sun. Definitely good music, and I appreciate him coming out to pregame, giving us the heat. And I hope he continues to drop that heat on us. And, yeah, man, I want to also shout out my management company, Hoffa Management. I got a couple artists. They will be on pregame soon. And everybody else that's tuned in, like, I really appreciate them calling up, tuning with us, and, like, making us hot. Like, I got a lot of buzz, Vern. You got a lot going on, Black. Like, a lot of people telling me from other states, and they're like, they like pregame, you know what I'm saying? Check us out on iTunes. And, yeah, man, everybody enjoy their night, you know what I'm saying?
Or everybody, please, you know, be safe. Of course, OTM's in the building. Shout out to everyone who's a part of the whole spookness of OTM, you know, because it's OTM.
Big shout out to
OTM. Brings you pregame radio, so it's all of that. F, let's get your shout outs going. F is busy on the Facebook on Cityville right now. But shout out to the LFB crew. Shout out to all of the people who teach our kids, the school age, the teachers. Shout out to those who do their thing in the military. Next week, tune in with us. We'll be back on Friday. We're doing the damn thing. It's June. You know, summertime comes, so of course we're going to have things concerning that. Make a profile, freegameradio.ning.com. Also, July, my birthday month, there will be a show. There will be the roast of Brooklyn Black. So, anybody, say that, try and get down with that. Get your jokes ready. Get the things you got to do, because it's going to be the roast. You know what I'm saying? Roast has to be Lady Steele, since it was her idea to do it. So, we're going to keep it going. But follow me on Twitter, @BrooklynBlack. I follow back. Follow the show, pregame_radio. Follow Jay the Tech Guy at Dark Ichigo, DarkIchigo. Follow RJ, he is Blaze Bree, that's PLAZEBRE. Follow Ab, follow Lady Steel. You know, just hit us up. We follow back, talk to us, we chop it up. It is what it is. We'll see you guys next Friday. And also, fellas, please, don't. Don't be a fool. Wrap your two ladies. Don't fall for scam. Protect your clan. Wrap it up. Be safe. This Memorial Day weekend, we do encourage you. Don't drink and drive. Get in a cab or hell. If you have somebody clear, just crash. You know, be safe because we want you here to pregame next week and next year and forever and ever and ever. You know what I mean? So we getting up out of here. Peace out, dudes. And we out.
Peace.
Never thought that I'd be feeling this way. The silly really rich is karma for the chick that I came. I really came, just a trick that I play. You feel the same, bro. So on this day, I'm chased in a rainbow. Hating at my heart, banking and singing the same notes. That's blind John Davis. Thinking of elevating to my mind. So I'm fading like the dog David. Do a slip into a dip with a chip. Pulling me guard, baby. Shaping my back with a nail. And I know that won't actually help. It's just a moment. I need longevity. I remember my mom telling me to be a gentleman. And I was gentle, but wasn't a man yet. Still taking his friend steps, the last man standing.
Jerome, put on that Bobby Womack.
Nah, girl, I wanna go way back. Oh yeah, check this out.
I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day,
when I was just a little nigga, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could knack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas, singing the blues, that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on the bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me pay. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings too, like they meant to do. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
say,
and everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the days,
I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in 7th grade. I hated school.
Wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this reminiscing and telling about when girls was spelling tight corduroys like for the boys basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops. And it don't stop. I'm glad cause when JJ fed the supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans. And it seemed like the masses of Fuji's had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or case with. I miss those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone. And I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore. But some
say,
days I sit and wish
back
I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
Back
but
in
some
the
days I sit and wish
back
I was
day.
A kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
Well, it's the nigger-o. I figure the
cause I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job, and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I paid, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout, used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed, and figured a way out, I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first, so
our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised back in the day.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody
in the
say,
days
I remember
when
way
I was
back
young,
when.
I'm not
what?
Back in the
days.
DJ Clue.
Area code.
Now every Sunday is a holy day. So stop the violence and put the 4-4 away. Get you the holy day. 504-972-713. What you gonna do? You checking out the scene, I'm checking a holy night. With perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok in Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Stay hot. I'm the thriller in Manila. Slong in Hong Kong. Pimp them like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this jig like a new jack. Is it cause they like my gangsta wall?
Gangsta wall.
Is it cause they like my gangsta tall?
Gangsta tall.
They like my handsome face,
handsome face.
Done, nigga, pack it up. We don't chase money, nah. Money chase after us. That's what's up, yeah, dawgs. I'm about my money, man. Take it back through the wild border, running, man. Niggas like free throw. You going crazy. Fuck your niggas thought. I was born in the 80s. Product of the hood. Harlem streets done raised me. You get cold, but the work is still fuck you pay me. If it's not a CG, nah, you ain't gonna play me. TGO is the army, better yet, we the Navy. I start with no effort just to say it for the record. You ain't gotta like it, but I guarantee you will respect it. Closing ace to always was covering the necklace. Gotta thank the Lord for swag, something I was blessed with. Take it back to Grimm's, Red Star, movie jacket, courtesy of Dapper Dan. You ain't know I get busy, better action, man. You trying to get money now, that sounds like a plan. I could take a brick of some pure cocaine, turn it into four finger rings and a rope chain. 40 below boots on, you're not hot, you're lukewarm. My team on steroids, in other words, we too strong. Coming out of Harlem, front on who I beg your pardon. You ain't good for nada, bet your father wish you used a condom. I'm just here to get money, you can have a start on this shit so easy. Why? Cause I'm a fucking problem.
One, two, check me out right here, yo.
Hey yo, I rep TGO forever. We not a team, we a movement, so we all get dough together. Right. Was a mix of levers, 100 stacks are better. It's young free throw in the fam, who the fuck could do it better? Yeah, I'm nice, make sure the circle is dead tight. TGO for life, so make sure you get it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself, talking some fly shit. I'm popping, why you think your girl is on my dick? You know that I'm 10 steps in front of them niggas. Fuck them niggas, I'm not impressed with none of them niggas. Talking crazy, we all know you niggas is broke. And all the hating in your blood is just killing you slow. So the only thing left now is the mall for these cowards. I'ma win cause I'm too strong for these cowards. Money long flow is too strong for these cowards. They ain't making no sense, so they ain't making no dollars. Y'all didn't know I'm that nice. And I got away with words, man. I probably was a pimp in my past life. I'm blessed with the flow. When you pray, ask right. How I'm catching speed and sick is living in a fast life. And I can fly like every day's my birthday. Make sure you get it right. Fuck a Harlem is my birthplace. Four sneakers, nightmare for the reaper. $1 million man, I got the game in a sleeper. I used to think that I would never leave Harlem. But the beaches in Miami got a better breeze on them. I flew up from underground, just like a landmine. Now I get approached by white
like bitches with 10 lines. They eat on my damn rhyme. When I first meet a bitch, I slap her. Why? I got that from a Ken rhyme. They say I'm disrespectful, others say that I'm charming. The whip don't speak English, in other words, it's boring. From sundown to the morning, the grind never stops, dick. Numbers don't lie, so never mind the gossip. You heard of us, the great ones, the most flyers. Leak is a co-pilot, my niggas is alive, bitch. I'm eating good. These niggas pockets on a diet, cause I work hard and grind harder. Nigga, you should try it. You see me and only me, the underboss of this holocaust, truly yours, James Wright.
We got the pure white crack from front to back. Where my pumpers on the block with a 50 pack. Where my pumpers is at? Where my customers at? Where the fuck my pumpers at? Where my customers at? We got the pure white crack from front to back. Where my niggas on the block with a 50 pack. Where my pumpers is at? Where my customers at? Where the fuck my pumpers at? Where my customers at?
Initiating shutdown sequence.